Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil, psychic and author. I'm realizing we've got a bit of a problem. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Neil looks shocked. Our show, for some reason, has only 15 minutes of an episode scheduled. So what I'm going to try to do is schedule, as we're speaking here, an additional 45 minutes. This is supposed to be an hour show. This is really funny. I shouldn't be laughing, but I can't change this, unfortunately, unless I go into the studio. So what I'm going to do, every time we use Direct Connect, Neil, we've got a problem. So this, unfortunately, was my fault. We are talking about the magic of energy on today's show, but we do have a caller. So what I'm going to do, Neil, is bring on the caller while I try to work on this, and I will have the caller speak with you to get a reading. Who's this? 732.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Stephanie.
Hi, good. I'm sorry, your name is Stephanie?
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Is it S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E?
S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, yes.
Okay, and your birth date, Stephanie?
3/9/1982.
82, okay. And where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. All righty. And welcome to the show. I don't think we've spoken with you before. What's your question?
No, you have not. Well, hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen. How you doing? I have met my twin flame. That was quite strangely unexpected. It's about 2 months ago, and he and I went through our, the Kundalini energy rush. That was quite painful, actually. And he and I now can speak telepathically to each other, but he is not in my, physical world. He's married, first, and secondly, he's not. We've met each other physically on this plane about 3 times and spoke, and that's it.
Stephanie, can we...
Telepathically, we speak all the time. It's quite insane, actually.
Stephanie, could we get a birth date for him, please?
I don't know his actual, I don't know his, I could ask him, but I don't know his year. His birthday is, would be 8/31. The year, she said to me the other day, he was about 28 and a half. His birthday is this month. Which would mean he'd be...
2015 minus 29. 28.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to be
29, so let me get a year.
29 in 2015?
Yeah, he's saying, yeah. Minus 29 is 1986. Okay. 10, 11, 12, 22, and 14. And 30, he's a 36.9 if the birth date is correct. So your question specifically is, I've got a major problem here. We've got 10 minutes left. So.
Why on earth did I, meet him if A, he's married, and B, we're not supposed to be together? And how do you deal with this strange ability to speak to someone and know very intense, intimate things about them, their lives, and yet not even have them in their own, earthly plane life, you know what I mean?
Well,
It's a mess. You've got a mess on your hands.
Yes, pandemic. Yes, I did. And really all I wanted was peace and quiet in my life.
Well,
so he's married, did you say?
He is married, but I've asked his soul I've asked his higher self if he's had any, if he has a relationship contract with her, you know, meaning that for an extended period of time, does he have to be with this woman? And he says, no, he doesn't have one at all. So well, that makes it even stranger.
Yeah, Stephanie. I mean, there's some attitude about a connection between the two of you, numerically speaking, you're a 5, he's a 9. Okay, well, that's no big deal right there. I mean, if it becomes a 14-5, his master number 9 means that this individual can accommodate a lot of different people and bring them into his energy and kind of be flexible and adaptable to who somebody is. But 9s can be very powerful. On the good end, a 9 can bring in a lot of people and really be a powerful figure and a tribal head of energy. But on the negative side, a 9 can bring in a lot of people and not on a very ethical standard. It's more of on an ego-based standard. Now, his month is 8 and yours is 3. But together, that becomes an 8 and 3, which happen to be his first two numbers. So that's kind of interesting. His second number is 3, and your second number is 9. So that's 3, 9, which happens to be your first two numbers. So that's interesting. Your years are interchangeable, meaning that your 8 connected to his 6 is 86. That's the year he's born. And his 8 connected to your 2 is 82, and that's the year you're born. So numerically speaking, I don't question that there isn't a connection between your souls. There is something going on there. It is problematic because, Stephanie, an 8-3 becomes an 11 or a 2, which means conflict in relationship department. So if you two are proclaiming to be soulmates,
twin souls.
Oh no, I'm not. I didn't claim to claim to be anything. I just know what I know. I mean, his soul astral projected into my car and saved me from a car accident. It was quite insane. And if I wasn't there to experience it myself, I would tell somebody they need psychiatric help. But quite literally told me to, you know. He came into the car and I felt him because my heart chakra just expanded and became very, very hot. And I get very emotional, which is not me. And he's near. And he told me to speed up. I was going into a turn and he told me to speed up. And I said, why would I be speeding up into a turn? That's reckless. He said, now, do it now. And I did. And when I did, I looked up into the rearview mirror and I watched two cars crash into each other.
Well, you know, that's
the craziest thing.
But, you know, Stephanie, that's compelling. On the other hand, it could have been your higher self talking to you. And because you're involved in this man, his energy could have been convoluted or mixed up in it. It could have been his higher spirit guide talking to you. It could be the energies of your
his higher spirit guide or his higher self.
Definitely. Yeah.
You can't ask for Jack, you know.
Yeah,
body.
I mean, that could be astrology. I mean, there could be a past life shadows that are still communicating about warning each other of some impending doom and protecting each other in terms of past life shadows of your two souls commingling. I mean, but the branch that your twin souls or your kundalinis have connected. He's married. I mean, on an earthly level, you got to be real careful at this stuff because there's got to be some sense of companionship and integrity, companionship and understanding that two souls unite. They aren't conflicted by other individual energies in so far that if you're going to have a sacred bond with this person, then it must be sacred. And So, you know, I would question it. The problem in a situation like this is that two people can feel connected, and with all rightful purposes. I mean, the souls can be connected. There's no great phenomena about souls being connected. That's okay, so that happens. And then the attitude of how they're connected can be another matter. So that's nice. I'm not impressed with that wholeheartedly, because I'm involved in this world. So to me, it's a kind of common thing that can occur. But I'm more disturbed by some of the earthly conflicts that are going on that have their root system to other agendas, because he's got obviously some other kind of connection with his wife that he's still working out. You've only seen him, what, three times?
Yeah.
And I don't know, Stephanie. I mean, has this gone into an intimate...
To be honest, I didn't even know what twin flames were, any of this stuff, before I even met him. And, you know, I didn't know what any of this was or why I was obsessively thinking about this guy. And it all seemed so bizarre to me, because that's very, very contrary to my nature completely. I'm not like that at all. And I'm like, there's got to be some answer as to what's going on out there. Well, you know, why am somebody like this? And I started going through, you know, finding different channels to look through for information and see what was going on and what's going on with me. And I came upon this page, and I, you know, about Twin Flames, I started reading all this stuff, and I thought to myself, huh, weird. Okay, but I still don't believe in it. And then when I started talking to him telepathically, I went, oh, crap, this is bizarre.
you know what, Stephanie? Be very, you know, I'm well versed in this area of energy, and be very careful here. I mean, I validate that there's some kind of connection somewhat between the two of you, but that doesn't make it right in terms of being healthy and sound. I'm just not feeling very good about this vibration, so I'd caution you. And you need to go further into investigating this topic with a qualified psychic or somebody of some counsel, even if it's a therapist for that matter, but a therapist that has some feeling for the cosmic realm. From there, you know, then respond, but be very careful around an individual like this, because you could be dealing with some sense of psychic danger too. Be cautious.
Okay, Stephanie, thank you for your call. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. Yeah, we're working on a book on twin soul relationships right now, Neil, incorporated into the numerology book that we're writing. And it's on between two individuals that actually have a twin soul connection. So, I mean, I would say the nature of a twin soul relationship comes from a sacred bond. And with all this difficulty, I'm thinking that Stephanie might be better advised to find somebody without all these attachments, you know, to a wife, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's too iffy here. The body can feel a lot. The mind and soul can feel a lot. I mean, we're basically made up of those energies. And it's not to say that they can't be invaded by real feeling things, but how we interpret them is a whole other matter. So we're also human beings can be seduced, so to speak. So you got to be kind of careful here.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I know that the callers that are listening on the phone are going to hear us go off the air, but I'm going to attempt to rebroadcast, because for some reason our episode length was wrong. So what I would like the callers that are waiting in the queue to do, I see that Nathaniel's there. Nathaniel, give us a call back, because we're going to go back on the air. The episode actually has ended online, and it's only audible to those that are on the phone. So we're going to schedule a 45-minute episode and continue right now. So call us back. Bye. I don't know how that happened.